Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A staggering 929 universities from across Asia have been ranked in the latest Asia University rankings, and what's striking is that India, despite having the highest number of institutions in the rankings, doesn't have a single university in the top 40. First, let's look at the rankings themselves. The Times Higher Education, or the Asia University rankings, have been released, and Tsinghua University in China has topped the list for the 8th consecutive year. What makes this significant is that the Indian Institute of Science, or IISc, in Bengaluru, which is India's highest-ranked institution, has slipped to 43rd position, down from 38th last year. Building on this, it's crucial to note that India has the largest representation in the rankings, with 128 universities, which is more than any other country. However, the paradox lies in the fact that despite this large number, no Indian university has managed to break into the top 40. This highlights the gap between the scale and research quality of Indian universities. But why does this matter? The reason is that research quality is a critical factor in determining a university's ranking. And here is something that surprises many students: India spends only about 0.65 to 0.7% of its GDP on research and development, which is significantly lower than countries like China, which spends around 2.5%, and the USA, which spends around 3.5%. Now, let us turn to the specifics of India's performance. The main reasons why India underperforms on research metrics are fourfold. First, the low R&D spending, which we just discussed. Second, Indian universities have lower international co-authorship ratios, which means they collaborate less with international researchers. Third, the citation impact of Indian research papers is lower compared to those from Chinese, Korean, or Singaporean institutions. And fourth, there is a weak industry-academia linkage, which results in lower patent generation and industry income per institution. Crucially, it is worth pausing here to note that the ranking methodology used by the is different from that used by Quackerly-Simons, or QS, which has its own Asia University rankings. In the QS Asia 2026 rankings, IIT Delhi leads India at 59th and IIT Madras is at 70th. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it's essential to understand the ranking methodology. Note this carefully: the rankings are based on a range of factors, including research quality, international collaboration, and industry-academia linkage. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Institute of Science, or IISc, is located in Bengaluru, and it is India's highest-ranked institution. Remember this number, 128, which is the number of Indian universities in the rankings. And note this, Tsinghua University has topped the list for the 8th consecutive year. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key keywords to remember are the Asia University rankings, IISc, research university, R&D spending, knowledge economy, NEP 2020, higher education quality versus quantity, Tsinghua University, citation impact, and international collaboration. With that background in place, let us look at the broader significance of these rankings. The fact that India has a large number of universities but lacks research quality highlights the need for a focused approach to improve our higher education system. This is a critical aspect of India's development, as a strong education system is essential for driving innovation and economic growth.